times, and the Torah, or the law of Yahweh, is with us. But look, the false pen of the scribe has worked falsehood. The wise shall be put to shame. They shall be broken down and caught. See, they have rejected the word of Yahweh. So what wisdom do they have? Therefore, I give their wives to others and their fields to possessing ones. For from the least even unto the greatest, they are all greedy for gain. From the prophet to the priest, all act falsely. And they heal the breach of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had done abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. So they shall fall among those who fall. They shall stumble in the time of their visitation, says Yahweh. I shall snatch them away, declares Yahweh. There are no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf has faded. And what I gave them shall pass away from them. Why are we sitting still? Gather yourselves, let us go into the walled cities, and let us be silent there. For Yahweh, our Elohim, our Mighty One, has let us perish and given us poison water to drink, because we have sinned against Yahweh. Jeremiah chapter 8. Verse 7 through 14. Observe the voice, the cry of the daughter of my people from a distant land. Is Yahweh not in Tice Young? Is her sovereign not in her? Why have they provoked me with their carved images and with foreign worthlessnesses? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the breach of the daughter of my people, I have been broken. I have grown sad. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no healer there? Why has the healing of the daughter of my people not come? Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 19 through 22. But if you truly accomplish the sovereign law according to Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin, being found guilty by the Torah, the law, as transgressors. For whosoever shall guard all the Torah or the law, and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. James chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. Yahusha said these words and lifted up his eyes to the heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Esteem your son, so that your son might also esteem you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give everlasting life to all whom you have given him. And this is everlasting life, that they should know you, the only true Elohim, Mighty One, and Yahusha, Messiah, whom you have sent. I have esteemed you on the earth, having accomplished the work you've given me that I should do. And now, esteem me with yourself, Father, with the esteem which I had with you before the world was. I have revealed your name to the men who you gave me out of the world, and they were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have guarded your word. John chapter 17, verse 1 through 6. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he shall guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he hears, he shall speak. And he shall announce to you what is to come. He shall esteem me, for he shall take of what is mine and announce it to you. All that the Father has given is mine. That is why I said he takes from what is mine and announces it to you. John chapter 16, verse 13 through 15. Hallelujah. Again, authority over all flesh belongs to the Son and the King of Kings, the Savior, Yahusha, our Messiah. John chapter 17, verse 2. Authority over all flesh. Please stay secure and stay blessed. Hallelujah.